Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here is the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Good morning, everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is the Brilliant Ideas Radio Show, and as the man says, I am Brilliant Ideas, coming to you today from beautiful Eastern Shore of Maryland for another fun-packed show of food, friends, music, etc., etc., etc. And we thank you, everyone, for being here this morning and every Saturday morning to join us on the radio to talk about all those fun things. And also want to mention today, if you have not read, we have some great people coming on the show this morning. Our first guest this morning will be joining us in about 20 minutes or so will be Todd Michael Johns from the Plowboys Barbecue, and we will be talking barbecue. And then, of course, Saber Ricci, the chef to the stars, will be coming on, and I'm sure we'll be talking about something that has to do with galaxies and what have you. And then our last guest is a great singer. She's kind of got a country soul sound to her. Her name is Jay Lee. So sit back, relax, enjoy, and we will be having all these folks coming on and joining us shortly. But before we move to our guests, we're going to bring on my sidekick, the one, the only, the A.A. Ron, Mr. Paleo Boy himself. Good morning, A.A. Ron. What's going on in Florida this morning?
What up, man? Not much. Just having a busy Saturday morning, man. What are you up to?
Well, I'm here by myself. The Jersey Style Food News girl, she left and went to New Jersey, so I got nobody to peel my banana.
I still cannot get over that. There's no way that really happened.
It really happened. She was serious too. She was serious. Now, you were right. You know, to use a knife to slice it up, but to actually open it, I loved your line when you said it comes with its own Ziploc packaging. It does, but she said she didn't know how to open up a banana, so I had to show her.
Holy cow.
I could probably take that one step further about bananas, but I will stop there. And glad you could join us, by the way.
Let's stop for a change. Let's try to keep it family-friendly for a change.
Yeah, let's for a change. What are we into it, like 38 seconds? We're already going there?
Already going downhill.
Well, glad you could join us today. I know you went carp fishing last week, so did you catch any?
I wasn't actually fishing. It was actually just an entire day on the boat, on the water, swimming, chilling, swinging off of rope swings, just having a day out on the water. So
good for you. I was picking on you, but everybody needs a good day off. And were you showing off that new paleo diet physique?
No. I wasn't quite showing off much of a physique at all. It was just being there.
And, you know, I just saw someone has called in here, and it's our good buddy, the wine czar, Mr. Czar himself. And I guess since the food news Jersey Style girl is not here this morning, I guess can we let Brian be the food news Jersey Style? Are you in Jersey or you're in New York, right, Brian?
Hello, are you there?
Oh, yeah, well, I'm talking to you, aren't I?
Hey, I'm in parts unknown. I'm actually standing behind a Walmart right now, trying to get the damn heels on my feet, because if I'm going to be the Jersey style food girl, you know, I was told I had to wear the dress, wear the lipstick, but I'm sorry, the heels. I don't know how she does it. I can't do the heels.
Hey, Rod, the scary part about it is he seems to have liked it. When I asked him to fill in, he seems to like the idea of getting all dressed up.
Oh, no doubt. He was all about getting the dress on and getting all dolled up. The image has made me throw up in the mouth a little bit. But I'm glad that he's excited. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters. So, Mr. Czarman / Jersey Style Girl, what's going on where you are? So, are you actually at a Walmart, or are you just pulling our leg?
No, I'm just pulling your leg. I'm in the car. I'm sort of on my magic carpet, you know, making my way out further. I'm in Queens right now. Actually, I'm parked in a beautiful park called Cunningham Park, and it's not far from where my folks live, which I'm on my way to go see. But I did drive up through Jersey yesterday, thinking about Laurie, and actually a little shout out to our cousin Liz, who posted on my wall, "Where the hell have I been?" And she actually was driving through Jersey when she posted it.
Oh, really? So, well, she has not been listening to the show, because I think this is, what, 3 weeks in a row for you, or is it 4 weeks in a row?
Yeah, I don't know. So I said, "Where have you been?" Anyway, so. Really
I don't know if we want to know where Liz has been, though.
Right? Yeah, I don't know. I don't think we want to know that either. Plus, you said you want to keep it family. Yeah, you wanted to keep it family friendly too, by the way. Are we all there? No way, lose. Did I lose you? Oh boy, here we go.
I
Aaron,
think we
you
lost
there?
The czar.
We
I'm
lost
here. I think
czar.
We lost the czar.
We lost the czar, and I had a good question for him too. I wanted to know, did he know how to open up a banana? But I guess we lost.
Oh, okay.
You.
Am I back?
Yeah, you're back.
Okay, yeah, I don't know what happened, I lost you. You know, it's these dumb phones. I guess I need to get a smartphone.
Yeah, you do. All right, so I got to ask you a couple questions. You and I talked this past week, and you wanted to come on and talk about the consumer, the food shopping consumer. You saw something interesting you wanted to share with the listeners?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've actually been storing up other interesting little quirks that people have with shopping. But I wanted to say one interesting thing that I saw yesterday. I actually pulled up into a Costco in Jersey off of Route 1, and because I needed to get something. And I'm pulling in, and I see a Walmart. I'm like, what in God's name is a Walmart doing next to a Costco? They're usually connected with Sam's.
Right.
It was kind of like I almost thought that you had placed it there just to piss me off.
That's a question I got to ask. Okay, you're one of those people that give me a hard time about Walmart. So now, do you shop at Sam's Club, or it's like going to the den of the devil if you go to Sam's Club?
Well, no, I mean, the Walmart people go to Sam's Club, and those that are not Walmart people go to BJ's or Costco.
Oh, okay, is that how it works?
Yeah, I mean, because, first of all, with the membership, I get, you know, cheaper gas, so I was going to go get gas there rather than, you know, getting gas somewhere else, and I was just surprised to see the Walmart next to the Costco. It was like, you know, the Hatfields and the McCoys. being next to each other. But
well,
that was
shopping,
kind of
you shopping
yeah,
at the Whole Foods? Weren't you shopping at the Whole Foods the other day?
Yeah, that was really bizarre, and I know I had to call you right after I saw that happen. All right, so here's the scenario. If you're in a Walmart, you know, or if you're in, like, if you go into a gas station or the 7-Eleven, you know, what kind of products are you usually buying? You know, like, you need to go get a six-pack of beer. You're buying what, Bud, Miller Lite, you know, Bud Light, things like that?
Well, you're stereotyping, but yeah.
Yeah. If you're in a Whole Foods, all right, you're thinking, okay, this is expensive. It's, you know, all boutique. It's all fancy. You're probably buying craft beers.
Right.
So what do I see? I see two guys walk out of, you know, walk out of Whole Foods the other day toting a 12-pack of Miller Lite. And I'm thinking to myself, what the hell are they doing in a Whole Foods buying Miller Lite? They're probably overpaying for it to begin with at the Whole Foods. So why are they there doing that? And I just think about this whole thing that people want to be in places to be seen. You know? So why? You know, can you figure that one out? Where would you go for your beer?
Actually the Walmart doesn't have beer here, but I go to the cheapest place I can find it, so it doesn't matter to me. I don't care where I'm seen. So if you're asking the wrong person, ask Aaron. He's more high class guy than I am. Where do you shop for your beer, Aaron?
Oh no, you've gotten it twisted with somebody else. When it comes to beer, it's Coors Light, Natural Light. It's the cheapest thing I can get my hands on. And it's all about the fact that Coors Light, Natural Light, I can drink all of it. No matter how much is there, I can drink it all. And stay hydrated and still be able to function from it. Huh?
Yeah, but would you purposely go into a high-end, you know, grocery store just to be seen to buy Coors Light?
If I was working next door to it and it was middle of the day and the boss said, hey, we can have some beers on our work day, which I actually do work next to a Whole Foods, I would probably go walk next door and get beer out of Whole Foods. But it wouldn't be about getting it being seen. It would just be about that was the closest place to where I was at.
Yeah. Okay, so here's another one that kind of is interesting to me and pisses me off in a way. I'm on the road yesterday. I usually stop off in Delaware, and I use the rest stop there. It's, it's the more modern one that was built not too long ago. And, you know, all of these rest stops have Starbucks in them.
Right.
And the Starbucks people really piss me off because their line goes out the door. They block you from getting anywhere else in these places. And I just don't understand what it is about Starbucks, you know, like understanding what it is about going into a place like Whole Foods to buy Miller Lite. I hope neither of you guys are Starbucks guys.
So today you decided to tick off everybody who likes to buy fancy foods like Starbucks coffee and go to Whole Foods. Is that what you're trying to do today?
Yes, exactly.
Well,
exactly.
You're doing a good job.
I want you to see that I'm a real person, that I'm just not the wine czar and the wine snob. I shop at these places, but...
I agree with you. First of all, Starbucks, I can't see paying $4.95, $5.95 for a cup of coffee, number one. And then when you do get the coffee, it usually tastes like crap. And I don't know
Hold on now.
People drink it.
Hold on now.
Oh, here we go.
A venti pipe plate at Starbucks is $2.09.
What
pipe plate is just a pipe plate. They're standard, regular bold coffee. There's nothing special to it. It's not anything frou-frou. It's just pipe plate coffee. Venti pipe plate is $2.09 and is actually a fantastic cup of coffee.
All right,
first
of all, what's the venti? This is what I hate about Starbucks. I go in there and they got a board that's like a billboard. It's got 5,000 things on it. We talked about this before. And I get there, and I get all nervous because I'm not sure what the venti and all. The venti, is that the big one?
That's the big one.
The
only reason that I know venti is because the first time I went into Starbucks to ask for a large, they told me they don't have large. The girl actually told me they do not have large. I said, well, what's
it's
your largest cup? She said venti. She said venti. I said, that's large. Do you know what venti means? My first time at Starbucks was not a really great experience, but I've been I do like Pike's Place coffee. That's really it. That's the only thing I like out of Starbucks is Pike's.
But Aaron, so are you saying you actually like the Starbucks coffee itself?
Just the Pike's Place coffee.
Yeah,
I don't like
their coffee, and that's why I won't go there. It's because I just find it to be burnt coffee. But, you know, it's it's become, and it still is, one of those places where everybody has to go so that they can be seen, you know, at Starbucks. So, look, I'm having my $5 cup, little cup of coffee at Starbucks. I mean, I just don't understand it, you know.
Well, for $5.89, you can get a whole pound of, actually, a pound and a half of coffee from Walmart, and you can make it yourself, and God knows how many cups you get out of that.
Yeah, but here's another little Starbucks fact. I was, you know, knowing that Lori wasn't going to be able to make it, I was kind of looking for some food facts and things like that. And I really didn't get a chance to print anything because I was not, you know, I'm not at home. I was staying with a friend last night. But I went on this website called foodfacts.com.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, basically their slogan is you know, what's really in your food type thing. And they rate all kinds of fast foods and all, you know, all kinds of, they tell you exactly what's going on. So I saw Starbucks and I clicked on it. Do you want to know that their top item barely made B+? And most of their items are like in the C's and the D's.
Really?
So, I mean, you know, if they're not even putting out good product, why are we spending all this money?
Well, there's a lot of people who are doing it, and their stock has done pretty well, and they sell lots of coffee. And I can't answer you, Mr. Zahr. I thought you're supposed to be the answer. You're not supposed to be bringing questions. You're supposed to have answers. Why, Zahr? Why do you think so? Is it just to be seen?
It's just to piss us off.
Some food news here. Since we've drug Starbucks through the mud here. You guys know that Wonder Bread is back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, flour is Wonder Bread.
I didn't know it went away.
I knew you were going to say that.
Wait, so is that your news? Are you done now?
I'm going to
treat you just like you treat Lori. Are you going to finish this story or not?
Well, you know what? She actually gave me all these notes. I'm not reading the whole damn thing, but Flowers bought out Hostess, and they brought back Wonder Bread. And let's see. Let me scan through here. It doesn't matter. Flowers also produces Tasty Cake Snacks and Nature's Own Bread. But anyway, Wonder Bread is back. I do have a story here that I love, not because of the story, but a line I came up with. What?
If we want to talk about food news, let's talk about something that was brought up this week.
I was waiting for you to bring it up. So bring it up.
My hatred for
Chipotle.
Oh,
I know what you're going to bring up.
No, you don't. My total hatred for Chipotle.
Oh, I agree.
Huh? Yeah, the fact they're not putting bacon. They're not using bacon in their beans. I don't eat beans anyway. But if I wanted beans, I would sure enough have bacon in it. That's just stupid. Why would you cater to people who don't eat bacon? That's the wrong demographic you cater to.
I know that our buddy at the Food News stand-in girl is not going to agree with this, but Chipotle had the pinto beans, and they were using the flavoring for the pork, and some, as I call them, a wing-wang out there decided, who was a vegetarian, said that they were eating it and didn't know it had pork in it. So instead of offering a vegetarian-style bean, they just eliminated the bacon altogether. Now, my feeling is, fine, offer two, but why take my bacon away? Of course, I don't go there anyway, so what do I care? But anyway, and now,
no, but
Food
I do agree
girl,
with you.
Food News Girl, how do you feel about this?
No, I totally agree with you, and I think I mentioned something on that post that was up that, you know, it was a Huffington Report, the article that you posted?
Yep.
They used the word vegan in there also, and let me tell you, there's nothing that a vegan would eat at Chipotle. I mean, you're talking about meat and cheese. That's what they serve at Chipotle, meat and cheese. Vegans are not going to be doing that, but I totally agree with you about the beans, you know. And the thing is that they haven't even mentioned the black beans. Do we know whether the black beans have pork products or some kind of beef fat in them? Yeah, it's either one way or the other way, or you've got to offer both, you know?
Yeah.
And if it's one way or the other, they at least have to let you know about it, because there are too many crazy people, as we say, out there that are going to be activists for their own little cause. And, you know, and I'm not taking anything away from vegetarians, you know, and they're very careful about looking at what they do. They could have inquired also, you know. If you walk into a place and you order something and you're strict vegetarian, don't you think you're going to say, do you make that with meat products? You know,
well,
I was a vegetarian for a little while, and I did it. You know, I did it all the time. And if the people that, if the workers at Chipotle were not informed, then I blame Chipotle for that. But the point is that, you know, most people, if they, you know, I go to dinner with people that are vegetarians all the time, and they're always asking the servers questions about, you know, what's in, you know, the food. It's their responsibility to know. It's not Chipotle's fault that they put bacon in their, you know, in their beans.
Yeah. I just love how we can start a little subject and he can go on for hours about it.
Hours and hours.
He's kind of like the food news girl.
Yeah, but
you never let it talk.
The difference is he's actually flying off the cuff.
Yes, that's true. He's not reading. That's true.
He's not reading.
Are we going to talk about beaver taint or not? Or are we going to leave that alone?
We've talked about beaver taint. We've had a whole conversation about beaver taint.
Here's what gets me. This lady, what's her name? She's the food babe. She's making a big deal. Like, she cracked the code that she came out with, broke the story on September 9th. And I have to say, my sidekick buddy, the all-knowing A.A. Ron Paleo Man, you broke that story 2 months ago, at least 2 months ago, about beaver taint being used as a flavoring, and now all of a sudden it's a big story. So, you know, people need to listen to our show because we were 2 months ahead of the curve.
Right. That's how we roll.
That's how
we
roll.
Do.
So we already talked about beaver taint.
If
people don't understand what it is, go online and punch in beaver taint, and you'll find out what it's all about. And we did talk about it for, like I said, 2 months ago. So we are the place for food news. And speaking of food news, I got to read this story real quick. Not because the story's funny, but I got a funny line. 9,000 Northern Ireland cattle are missing or stolen in the last 3 years. Robin Swan, a member of the Stormont Agriculture Committee, said he was shocked by the figures from the Department of Agriculture. These show that 8,891 cattle have been reported as missing or stolen since 2010. I suspect that criminal gangs are stealing cattle here every year with the intent to either illegally process the meat themselves or dispose of them across the border with fake documentation. The only thing I've got to say is always after me lucky cows. They're magically delicious, and that's all I got to say. Sorry.
That was terrible.
I got an interesting...
That was absolutely terrible.
I got an interesting fact, if I can do it really quick.
Yes, go ahead.
You know, we always talk about how all the people that complain about, you know, things being genetically altered and all that stuff. Well, I was looking, you know, for stuff to find, and I found another website, and it's basically a did you know. So it was like a did you know that carrots were originally purple? And these growers and farmers, you know, back in the 17th century started playing with them and mutating them, and they wound up with the orange carrots. So
really?
We've been eating carrots all along that had been some kind of mutation of what was, you know, what we originally had as a purple carrot.
No, I didn't know that. Would that be GMO?
Ancient GMO.
Yeah, so there you go. Like I always say, GMO, OMG. There you go. So carrots would have been purple, but somebody monkeyed around with them and made them orange.
Orange. Yeah. I mean, I wonder if they used that orange dye number 3, you know?
Very interesting. Well, on that note, I guess we're done. Our next guest is coming on. We're talking about barbecue. And if you guys aren't familiar with Plowboys Barbecue, stay tuned because Todd's going to be coming on telling us a little bit about his new restaurant. We'll be talking BBQ, and that's right up your alley, Aaron. And I guess we're going to say goodbye to you, Food News Girl, Winezar.
Yes. I mean, I can hang out, but, you know,
whatever's good for you. We'll say goodbye to you. Thank you for joining us this morning. Now you can take the heels and the skirt off and go play.
Thank you.
You're welcome back anytime so we can throw you under the bus.
Yeah, I can get out from behind the Walmart now.
All right. Later, dude.
Take care, guys.
All right, we'll be right back.
Is your website missing that extra zing? Do you need a radio commercial? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then I can help you. Hello, I'm Christopher Trimble, and I am a voiceover artist. I offer these great services: website intros, corporate presentations, audiobooks, radio commercials, and much, much more. Check out my site, www.christophertrimble.com, or you can call 407-556-5506. Once again, that phone number is 407-556-5506. Making noise since 1970.
I'm Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and I'm here to tell you about the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience. The versatility of the Big Green Egg is unmatched as a grill, a smoker, and even an outdoor oven. Sear steaks at 800 degrees, slow smoke a perfect slab of ribs, or even bake a crispy pizza or a pecan pie. That's why I cook on the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience.
Yeah, and like the man says, check out Big Green Egg at biggreenegg.com. Go get yourself a Big Green Egg. Just like Brilliant Ideas has, you've seen my photographs on Facebook, but all you got to do is punch in your zip code and find a dealer near you. And I talk about it every week. Thank you for them being a sponsor. But for real, the grill, Big Green Egg Grill, makes fantastic food, because I'm not the greatest griller in the world, but it has helped me tremendously. And speaking of barbecue, what a segue. Our next guest, as you can see coming up here, is Todd Michael Johns, and he's from Plowboy Barbecue, and we appreciate him joining us this morning. And I'm going to press this button here. We're slowing. Things are not working so great here again this morning, but let's see what happens here. Todd, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us. We appreciate you coming on this morning to talk about barbecue and about your new restaurant and what's going on in the barbecue world. And I guess my first question is, I'm going to ask is, how long have you been in the barbecue business, and how did you get into the restaurant business?
Well, I've been in the barbecue business officially for about 7 years. I've been a competition cook for 13 years, and I've probably been seriously cooking for about 14 to 15 years. So we started off 7 years ago with a rub that we put out, and just like a lot of barbecue teams, looking for ways to defray the cost of competition. And we put a rub out, and it took off, and that's Yardbird Rub. And last year we produced about 20,000 pounds, about 10 tons of that rub just on its own. And this year our business is up 36% from last year. So I don't know the product mix now, but we've gone from one rub, one product 7 years ago to now we have four rubs and two sauces. We have two other sauce products in the works. It'll be a while before I think they're ready, but we're working on them, and we have a bean starter that we're working on, something that you add to whatever can of beans, bean medley, whatever you want, and then it all kind of came out of the restaurant where I've got my own recipe and the way that I do my beans. And instead of turning that over to my employees, my sauce bottler is going to put that together for me. And we thought, well, since we're buying it in 5-gallon buckets for the restaurant, we might as well put it in pints and sell it over the counter too. So, so that's what we've got for products right now. And we've been, my wife and I have had a catering business for the last 5 to 6 years. She's been full-time with it the last 3 years. And we just that has grown and grown. And the question we always get when we go do events is, where's your restaurant? And, of course, we didn't have one. And about 10 months ago, one of my clients that I've been selling rub to for a few years approached me about doing a restaurant together. And so, you know, I've been, after winning the American Royal in 2009, I've been approached by no less than 6 or 8 people about doing a restaurant. And I used to get excited about that. And then I just learned that, you know, it's easy to say that, and it's another thing to actually come up with the money to come up with a business plan. And, you know, those people that would approach me would fall off pretty quickly. Well, my partner in this business is a different character, and through this, he's become like a brother to me, and we share a lot of the same characteristics. We've got a really great partnership, and I think we've got a really great thing going here.
Where is the restaurant? You said everybody asked you, where's your restaurant? So where is the new restaurant?
Sure. Well, we've been in the restaurant business for 4 weeks. So I just have lots and lots of experience. I learn something every hour. But our restaurant is located in the Kansas City metro area, and we're in a suburb of Kansas City called Blue Springs. Blue Springs is directly east on I-70. As you head from downtown, or if anyone's been to the American Royal, as you head east on I-70, you'll leave Kansas City and you'll go through Independence, where the ball stadiums are, Arrowhead Stadium, Kauffman Stadium, where the Royals play, and then the very next suburb after that is Blue Springs. So this is a community of about 58,000 people. We have a lake community just south of us, about a mile and a half from the restaurant. And we also have a lot of rural area near us. So really we're in, you know, if you include all that, it's about 65,000 people. And we have another barbecue restaurant here in town. There's only two of us sharing 65,000 people. And anyone that we draw from the greater metro, I'll say competitor, but really I don't see us having, and I don't see them having to compete with us either. There's so many people here, but it's Zarda Barbecue, and they've been around for 35 years. I mean, they're a Kansas City institution. So, you know, I don't even think about competing against them, because it's kind of hard to compete. It's like competing against Arthur Bryant's. It's hard to compete against legends and institutions. And, you know, we're just trying to carve out our space, and there's enough people here in the area that, you know, both of us will do well. We don't have to necessarily worry about each other, I think.
Well, after 4 weeks of being in the business, how's it going so far?
It's going fantastic.
Great.
We've had lines out the door almost every day, lunch and dinner. Lunches have started to trail off a little bit, where they're at least manageable. And at dinner time, Friday, Saturday, we'll have 20, 25-minute lines out the door, down the sidewalk. But then once they get to the counter, during lunch, we turn lunches in 3 minutes, and we turn dinners in about 6. So, from an kind of a counter service industry average, that's pretty darn good. And it's getting better, because the staff's really starting to learn the process, and we're really encouraging the staff to participate in process improvement too. If they see something that can be different, that can make us better, more efficient, have better food quality, we want them to speak up, and they are. So I think one of the keys that we have going here is a really great staff that is having fun, and that's the kind of environment that I'm trying to foster. And I think when you have that, you know, you can have a positive vibe in the back of the house versus a negative vibe. It means an awful lot to your business.
Well, I'm not a professional griller or barbecue. I just play one on the radio. But my sidekick, A.A. Ron, he's into the competition barbecue. And A.A. Ron, are you familiar with his rub? He's coming up with the yard bird.
Absolutely. Hank, Bob, and Plow Boys have been friends on Twitter for quite some time, but yeah, I know exactly what all their stuff is.
Yeah.
So it's used, is your rub used quite a bit in the competition arena?
Yeah, we're used very heavily in the competition arena. And the reason we can tell that is because, of course, not everyone tells you what they're doing, but we sell in 5-pound bags, and we also sell the 1-pound and half-pound shakers. But the 5-pound bags have grown and grown and grown in terms of demand. And that usually is indicative of heavy users, you know, week in, week out, and a lot of those are competition people. Usually you don't see a lot of people cooking in their backyard buying 5 pounds of rub at a time.
Right. Now, I know that most of the people who are in the competition arena know your products, but if someone like the home griller, a lot of people that listen to our show, if they're looking to buy your product, can they find it in retail stores or can they go online and find it?
Yeah, there's a lot of places to find us. We're in 600 retailers worldwide. We've got retailers in Canada, Denmark, the UK, and the Netherlands. And we're working on some deals with folks in New Zealand and Australia. But
wow.
In the U.S. or in North America, we are in all of the Bass Pro Shops. We're in all of the Academy Sports locations. And we are in all of the Westlake Ace stores, which are mainly around the Midwest,
okay.
All the way from Texas to Nebraska, Iowa, and there's a few in Colorado. So just all around kind of the Midwest area. A lot of Ace Hardware stores are starting to carry us as well, and there's, of course, lots and lots of Ace Hardware stores online. Well, and then any specialty barbecue store, we're probably in there, and if not, just tell them, hey, you need some Plowboys in here and have them reach out to us, and we'll work with them. But we have a lot of specialty stores. We're in no grocery stores. We've tried to avoid that market. We like being in the specialty stores where people are coming in to buy barbecue products or they're buying, you know, other outdoor cooking products
right.
and so forth. And then online, Big Papa Smokers, Kansas City Barbecue Store has an online store, and Barbecue Pro Shop. I mean, I'm probably missing about a dozen really great retailers I have, but yeah, we're pretty easy to find. I mean, you Google Plowboys or Yardbird Rub, and you'll definitely find us in probably several places right away.
Now, you mentioned a little while ago, and like I said, I'm not real familiar with all the competitions that go on, but you mentioned that you said 2009, you won the American Royal Barbecue Competition. What exactly is that?
Okay, so the American Royal is the world's largest barbecue contest. They call it the World Series of Barbecue.
Okay.
It's one of the, you know, it's one of the big four, right? So you've got the Houston Livestock Show, you've got the Jack Daniels, you've got Memphis in May, and then you have the American Royal. So it's one of the big four contests. And the American Royal has two contests, and it's actually coming up this next weekend. So it kicks off Friday, and it'll go through Sunday. Friday to Saturday, everyone that qualifies is cooking for the Invitational. The Invitational is made up of teams who have won a qualifying contest in the previous year, or they've won the American Royal Invitational in at least the last 5 years. I don't know the number for this year yet, but it gets bigger every year. In 2009, I won the Invitational, and there was 129. It was made up of 129 grand champions from different parts of the world, actually. We had a Jamaican team that year. I think there was a Japanese team there that year. There was a couple of UK teams there that year. Canada, of course. So, but it was made up of 129 grand champions.
Wow.
I think last year, the best. Right. I mean, that's the idea, is that you're trying to bring. And the year that I won, I think for the KCBS top 25 that year, of the top 25 teams ranked that year, 21 of them were at the contest. So yeah, I mean, for that time, it is considered the best of the best. Then on the second day of the American Royal, it's the Open, and that's where anyone can enter. You don't have to qualify. You don't have to win a contest to get there. This year I've heard they have a record number of teams. Typically it floats around the high 400s or 500 teams. This year I've heard the number 400 or 565 thrown out. Last year it was about 540, and that was a record. So it just continues to grow, and anyone who wants to enter can. And it's just a huge event. Friday night, it's the Invitational Invitational cooks are focused on their cook for the Invitational, and the open people are typically having parties. And, I mean, you'll see tens and tens of thousands of people out there wandering around, and it's just – it's a lot of fun. And then Saturday night to Sunday, everyone's cooking for the open.
Yeah, I assume you're competing in this coming weekend?
Yeah, we are. Of course, we're only in our first month of – we'll be in our fifth week of having the restaurant open, but
right.
I am going to pull away from the restaurant, and Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'll be out there all weekend. And I've got a new pitmaster coming in. I've been doing all the cooking here with the help of some people who, you know, a month ago I was showing them what a brisket is and how to slice it.
Right.
So, you know, I've got a few extra hands, but they're all learning. It's really not anyone yet who I could walk away for a few days. But I've got a guy who I met through Facebook, actually, and is a barbecue guy, and he and I have been conversing for probably 2 months. He's from Michigan, and he and his wife were kind of wanting to, you know, empty nesters. The kids are out of the house, long gone, and they were looking to relocate and, you know, just move to a different area of the country. And then Kansas City was one of those places. And so Steve and his wife, you know, were looking at Kansas City. All of a sudden, the stuff I was doing was popping up, and he reached out, and he had a catering business going, and said, "Hey, would you need a pit master? Because, you know, my wife and I are looking to relocate." And so he took a week and came down here a couple weeks ago, took a little vacation, and came down here and worked with us for a week. He loved it, just had a ball. I walked out of the kitchen for 3 days and let him run the kitchen. And it was great. And he did great. We loved him. He liked working here. And I think, you know, it's like most of us that cook a lot and have a dream of doing it full time. I think that's what Steve saw was, you know, he was actually doing what he loved for
right.
a living. And so he's coming this week and going to take over the restaurant for basically 4 days while I'm at the American Royal. And then he's relocating here permanently and is going to work for us full time. In a couple of weeks, I think he'll be back. So it's interesting how, you know, this network of barbecuers across the country and across the world, you know, it's 6 degrees of separation. I tell people all the time, you know, the barbecue community is so close knit that if I don't know someone, we probably have at least one mutual friend. And you know, we all kind of are interconnected. It's a very close community, which is really cool. It's like a subculture.
Yeah, it is true. It is kind of like, it's a whole crew of people that hang out together. It's like I used to be in bowling. When you bowl, the same thing happened. There's bowlers everywhere you go, and it seems like everyone was there with a big group of bowlers. So there's always a niche of people that kind of hang out together. And the barbecue crew is all a great group of people. And I want to mention your website too for people who are trying to find your restaurant. It's plowboysbbq.com, and if they want to come there, what are some of your specialties? I want to ask you real quick before I let you go. What are some of the specialties at the restaurant?
Specialties, is that what you're asking?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I'm sitting in the dining room, so and people are starting to we're starting to get full here, so if I can't hear you, I'll ask. But
okay.
I would say we've got three things that I think are our best items, and I'll categorize them. I think the thing that we do the most consistently that I'm probably the most proud of is our ribs. I think, and I've taught the guys in the kitchen how to know when ribs are done. As you know, ribs are difficult because you can't just put a temperature probe in them and when they hit a magic temperature, they're done. It's all about feel, and it's all about, you know, I can look at a rib and know whether it's done or not at this point. I mean, we're cooking 4 to 5 cases of ribs a day, and when you every day, and when you do that, you know, you get a feel for it. And the guys in the kitchen are starting to do that. So I think day in, day out, meal in, meal out, our ribs are the most consistent thing that we do. I'm really, really proud of them. And I think that it's probably one of the more challenging things to cook right when you're doing mass quantities like that. And I think we nail it every time. So they're probably the thing I'm most proud of. In Kansas City, we're known as probably a rib and a beef town. I can't really think of a place here that can hang their hat on pulled pork or being known as the best pork in town. Not that there isn't great pork in this town, but I think really our pulled pork, I think it is a differentiator between us and a lot of the other restaurants here in the Kansas City area. I think our pork stands higher than a lot of people. So if I were to put my best item up against mm-hmm. someone else's, I would put my pork out there. And I think I think the thing that people are coming back for, and it's one of the more challenging things we do is burn ends. We're getting a reputation for our burn ends because we do them competition style. And so they're usually pretty tender. We double wrap every single one of them in Saran, in food service film. I mean, we put a lot of care and love into them. And so our demand for burn ends is growing exponentially. And we've had to change this week some of our processes to work in more burn ends and have them ready for each meal. So, you know, if you ask my customers, they're probably going to say the burn ends. And I'm just saying that because our demand just is growing, growing, growing. If you ask me, I'm probably the most proud of our ribs. But if you ask me to put my best item up against somebody else's, I'd say my pork. Because I think
I would say this: as far as around here goes, you know, Jackson is really a pork town. I mean, pulled pork everywhere, ribs everywhere. The make it or break it for just about everybody I know is burn ends or brisket. You know how that turned out at a restaurant. That's the make it or break it for a really good barbecue joint. Being able to consistently put out great burn ends, great spiced brisket. You know that's a big deal. So that's awesome.
Yeah, and it's challenging to do. It's challenging to, you know, pork is easy to cook. It's easy to hold. It's very forgiving. It yields nice, but you know, you don't cook that brisket right, and you go from having sliced brisket to chopped brisket.
You go from having sliced brisket to chopped brisket, or ground up shoe leather. One of the three.
or bean meat.
Anything associated with a stew. That's right. We were smoking stew meat today.
Yes, exactly. So.
Todd, I hate to cut you short, but we're almost out of time here, and I at least want to say thank you for taking time to tell us about your products, your website, your new restaurant. If anybody's in your area, if they're looking for great ribs, pulled pork, or burnt ends, or anything barbecue, check out Plowboys Barbecue. You can also find them on plowboysbbq.com, and thank you for coming in. It sounds like you're pretty busy, and I can hear people in the background. It's almost lunchtime there, so you probably got to go soon anyway.
You bet. Yeah, I've got to go check on the kitchen. We've got a line here, so time for me to go get to work.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it, and good luck with the restaurant, and I see franchise in the future.
Well, one step at a time. One step at a time.
And good luck next weekend, Todd. Good luck.
Yes, good luck.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Bye. All right, guys, check out his website. If you're out in his area, go check out his restaurant. We appreciate him taking time to join us this morning. And, man, it sounds like he's rocking and rolling, Aaron. And we're going to take a brief break here, and we're going to be talking about star-studded galaxies and celestial-type things with our good friend Saber Ricci. And I'm sure he's going to be talking about Pluto and Uranus and all those lasers. So, we'll be right back.
Why is it that every time Saber comes on, he's talking about Uranus? Immediately, Uranus is the first thing that comes up anytime Saber's on.
I can't help myself.
I love it. It's awesome. We should make a Uranus song for Draper when she comes on. That'll be great.
I love
Uranus.
Anyway, we're going to take a brief break, and we'll be right back here with Saber Reese. She's probably sitting on the phone right now screaming at us like, she's, oh, my God, would these guys stop introducing me as with Uranus? Anyway, everybody hang tight. We'll be right back. We'll play a little John Black, Gracious Lady. I hope she's gracious when she comes on. We'll be right back.
When seeing night or home, that the lovers hit the street, smoking cigarettes he bought from the bodega so cheap. She kisses him with passion as he sweeps her off her feet. With a force so swift and strong, her aching heart keeps the beat. What he doesn't know about this gracious lady so sweet, that he wants them all that wants, he's got some others to compete with. She doesn't care, he seems to be happy, only for a single night, his own small eternity. He takes her hands and he leads the way. They can worry about the tales another time, another day. Set it up for him, he's done this all a thousand times before. It's in the back of his mind, she can be one more.
Thank you.
Good.
Yeah, things are good. You know, the sun's in Libra right now, and
well, that's always good, right, Aaron? When the sun's in Libra.
There have been some other things going on in the outer planets, but I'm not going to talk about that because today it's all about Libra. And,
can I tell you something? Before you go to Libra, let me tell you something. I was at I stopped at the, actually, the Wawa, not 7-Eleven, a Wawa the other day, and
mm-hmm.
I was starving for a snack, and I actually was thinking of you because I picked up a Milky Way. I hadn't had one in years, but I was just going to tell you I was thinking of you while I was at the Wawa store. Anyway, tell us about Libra.
that's funny. Surprisingly, that's not the first time someone has told me that.
Oh, really? Well, there you go. So, what you're saying is brilliant really isn't original. As much as you try to.
No, you are. Okay. You are. But, you know, I mean, I guess that people just, when they think about me, they think about anything that has to do with the stars.
That's not
be
true.
It,
I was in a date and that made me think about you.
Be it
you
in
what?
The sky or in Hollywood, you know?
That's
anyway.
Not true. I was eating a date and I was thinking about Sabra. So I wasn't thinking about, I wasn't eating Milky Ways and thinking about, I was eating a date and thought about Sabra.
You guys are funny. Well, so I know neither of you are Libras, but I know hopefully we have some Libras out there listening today. And Libras are the seventh sign of the zodiac, and they are the romantics of the zodiac. They're ruled by the love planet Venus, and Libras tend to be in love with love. They can't stand not being in love.
I think
so
we're about 2 seconds away from losing Sabra.
Are you? Can you not hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine. I was sitting here thinking about Libras. My first wife was a Libra, and no way was she in love with love, at least not with me.
Really? Well, you guys were exact opposites, right?
Because
you're Aries and she was a Libra, right?
Yeah, obviously. We were opposites for more reason than just the star signs, let me tell you.
Well, you know, we could go into the negative traits about Libras, but I keep it on a positive note. I mean, Libras, yeah, they can tend to, because of their, they don't like conflict, so a lot of times they end up not telling the truth. They'll do anything, you know, they'll even lie to avoid conflict, which can backfire. I would say that Libras can be, you know, another trait of that, I would say, would be they're known as the liars.
Yep, you knew her well, didn't you?
But mostly that's because they don't like conflict, so they end up not telling the truth. But, yeah, that's too bad. Brilliant.
Oh, well. Move along. Nothing to see here. Move along.
Well, it's good. You have a lovely lady in your life now, so
that's
all
yeah,
history. And she's my favorite sign of the zodiac, Scorpio, which I hope to come on next month and talk about because there's no one I'd rather talk about more than Scorpios.
Well, she'll be happy to be here next time you're here to talk about Scorpio. So you always blend the star signs with the menu. So what
yes,
are
exactly.
Libra supposed to have?
So let's get to that. Well, I have on the menu today for a Libra, like first to get him in the mood. This is a twist on an old classic, the salty dog. And using a lot of people think that vodka goes in a salty dog, but really it's gin. And so I use like pink also is the color for Libra. The soft, soothing, pink in color, so like using fresh squeezed ruby red grapefruits, you know, in 2 ounces of grapefruit juice, 2 ounces of your favorite gin, and then putting that over ice in a mixer, salting the rim of a martini glass. I like to chill the martini glass first, and then pour that over. Well, salt the rim and then pour that over. Gosh, I'm really like all over the place this morning, aren't I?
Yeah, well, join the club. So are we. You fit right in.
Oh my goodness! I can't even listen to myself. I should have gotten up a little bit earlier and drank more coffee. I've actually had some already this morning, so I can't even blame it on that.
Come on, face it. When we start off with Uranus, it's probably downhill from there anyway. So.
So, yeah, the salty dog is a good way to get Libras in the mood. The color of pink plus grapefruits are, you know, Libras rule the kidneys. And I know this is a double whammy, but grapefruits are really good food for supporting the kidneys. So, anyway, that is the drink to get them in the mood. And then I did this recipe especially for you. It's sweet potato cakes with crisp pork belly.
Oh. Oh my God. I want to be a Libra. Can I change my time?
Really, you don't have to be a Libra like that either. Wow.
No,
okay, so
you don't have to. You guys know that any of these recipes are good for anybody. But, and I chose this recipe mainly for you, but also, William Shakespeare even made reference to the romantic properties of sweet potatoes, denoting that people of his time found them to be so. So, I mean, who's going to argue with William Shakespeare?
Exactly. I wouldn't, because I wouldn't be able to speak to him anyway.
Well, you can't argue with William Shakespeare. He's kind of dead.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so... but this is, anyway, and I thought that I would send this over to you so that you can post this recipe for your listeners.
Definitely. So it's sweet potato, and what was it, pork belly?
Yeah, it's like a potato pancake, but made with sweet potatoes and then with pork belly. It's amazing, and I thought about you, and it's, you know, and basically it's made the same way, and you can add a little warm maple syrup over it, but I'll give you the recipe, but it's the same exact way. You cook the sweet potatoes first and shred them, and then with a little white onion and flour and salt and ground allspice and egg and a little oil, and you just mix it up and fry them in a pan, and then you top them with slices of fried pork belly, and then you can serve it with some warm maple syrup.
Wow, sounds good to me. Now, hey, Aaron, is that it? Would that work in your paleo diet?
For the most part, without maple syrup, it works perfectly. Veggies and the sweet potato.
And without the flour.
There'd be no flour. I would just take, I could probably use a little bit of almond flour.
Right.
Make the sweet potato cakes and then fry them up in coconut oil and then top it with a little bit of the pork belly. It'd be awesome.
How long have you been on the paleo diet? I didn't realize that you were on the paleo diet.
So I've been strict 6 weeks.
For 6 weeks? So. That's awesome.
And it's doing well. His blood sugar has dropped, and he's taken off pounds or inches, and he's looking good. We're all pretty proud of him. After 6 weeks, he's sticking with it, and he's becoming like the spokesman for the paleo diet.
Wow. Well, I know a lot of people on paleo, and they've all had really good results. I mean, primarily it's the way you feel, and I bet you're feeling fantastic, right?
It's amazing. Within the first week, it's amazing how much different you feel after only a week. But after 6 weeks, I have stable energy all day. I don't have blood sugar spikes, so I don't ever feel like crap ever. My blood pressure is regulated. Blood sugar is normal.
I just feel great all day.
And how about your head space? Like, I bet people tell me they feel really clear after going on paleo.
Yeah, I'm able to focus a little more. I'm a little clearer. And that does, it does really, it makes a huge difference. You know, just how you feel and think, and changes kind of the whole way outlook on everything.
Are you doing CrossFit too?
Actually, I'm good friends with the owner of a CrossFit gym and several people that I actually take food to, and I'm working on doing we're putting together a paleo blog with several people from a CrossFit gym. But yeah, I was actually supposed to go to CrossFit this morning, but I decided not to go.
CrossFit buddies.
I went to the regular gym instead.
Well, that's awesome. All my CrossFit buddies are on paleo, and I have a couple of really good friends that are paleo chefs, and I've done the diet. I mean, I haven't personally done the diet because I do something even stricter than that, but everyone I know who's done it just has nothing but great things to say. So congratulations. Yeah. That's wonderful. So next time I'll have to keep that in mind. We'll have to throw in a paleo recipe for Aaron. Yeah, we'll do that.
Love it.
So the next thing, unfortunately, I have lined up today, it's, you know, pears are in season, and is a pear and ginger muffin. And, you know, pears, well, we know the aphrodisiac components of ginger, but I don't think a lot of people are aware that pears have been viewed as they've been viewed as erotic in many cultures where they represent the female form. So eating them when they're fully ripe and juicy also adds to that effect. But they also have some really some health components that support the kidneys as well. And
hey, bro, are you talking about pears and drooling? Is that what's happening right now? are you thinking about pears and drooling right now?
No, I'm actually these muffins. Well, these are corn muffins. I think I left out the corn. They're pear and ginger corn muffins, and yeah, those make me drool. Those are like insanely good. So So that's those are the other recipes, and then I actually do a spiced maple butter with those, and basically it's you know, all a typical corn muffin recipe. I use about 2.5 cups of flour, and you know, baking powder, baking soda, a cup of cornmeal, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 2 eggs, some sugar, a little brown sugar, buttermilk, oil, and then 2 Anjou ripe pears, peeled and seeded and cut into a small dice, and then 1 tablespoon of peeled and minced fresh ginger. So, and then you bake those, and then the butter I bring a couple sticks of butter to room temperature, and I use about 1/4 cup of organic maple syrup and 1/4 teaspoon of ground cloves. And
you mix
whip
it in,
that
you mix
up.
It in, you mix it in a pan, and you throw it in the oven as fast as you can.
Well, that's separate. The butter is like while the muffins are in the oven. So
right.
It's this maple butter, and then when they come out nice and hot, you put the maple butter with cloves on. It's so good. So so that's another recipe that is Libra. And then my last recipe today, because the weather's cooling off a little bit, although it hasn't cooled off as much as I'd hoped here in sunny SoCal.
Yeah, don't rub it in, by the way.
But I know for all you East Coasters, how is the weather? Weren't you guys supposed to get a big storm this weekend?
Well, no, it's actually very nice here. We got 65 degrees and sunny, partly cloudy skies, and I'm loving it here, to be honest, because I'm not looking forward to the snow that will be coming in just a few months. But, no, it's actually been beautiful weather, so no complaints here so far.
Wow, well, that's great. I love falls on the East Coast. I mean,
it's
even going into October and November, so you get some of your best days, like in the city. I love it. I mean, a lot of times the weather in the fall is better than the spring weather.
Oh, it is.
Well, I live in Florida, so I don't know what fall is.
I know, Aaron. Like
we have two seasons. We have hot summer and a little bit of a cooler summer. That's really it.
I hear you coming from Maui and now being in in Southern California.
Oh, you guys! What's the last recipe so I can move along and hear you
all
guys
right.
complain
well,
about
let's
your sunny
do
weather?
This. Let's do this. it is a coconut soup with king crab wontons. And it's filled with, all sorts of delicious ingredients, ginger and green onion. And, an Asian dish, and in Asian culture, dumplings represent happiness and celebration. So it's, I think that I love personally eating like a wonton soup, especially when someone prepares it for you and you don't know what you're going to bite into. So it's kind of surprising. Then the coconut chicken.
I like my cooking.
Like,
you bite it, you never know what you're going to get. Well, if they want to get these recipes, are these in your book, by the way, all these recipes you're mentioning?
These are in my book, Sexy Star Sign Cooking.
And they can find it at saberrici.com. And can you tell I'm kind of cutting you off with the running out of time?
Yeah,
but,
no, that's fine. That's fine. Let's wrap this up, gentlemen.
Let's wrap this up.
Okay, well, it was a pleasure as usual. And I'll send you that recipe over for the the sweet potato cakes.
Yeah,
we got to
have that
pork belly.
It sounds delicious.
Yeah,
all
well,
right,
sounds...
saberrici. Go cook something for a star and let us know. We'll see you next month to talk about the Scorpio meals, and I'm sure Laurie will want to be here to hear that. And send me that recipe, and I'll post it on Facebook.
That sounds great. I'll talk
All
to
right.
you next month. You guys have a great weekend.
All right, later. You too.
Okay. All right,
everybody
bye-bye.
Check out her website, and you will find more information about her book, and you'll see the recipe, and I post it later today on Facebook. And we're moving fast here today to try to get our next guest in. Our next guest is, I call her Soulful Country. And her name is Jay Lee, and really, really interesting sound. And came across her on Facebook and saw her video on YouTube, and excellent singer. She got some great music. So we're going to take a break here. I'll play one of her songs. It's called Turn On 8. And it's a great video, too, by the way, if you want to check it out on YouTube. We'll be back here in just a couple of minutes with Jay Lee. This is her song, Turn On 8. We'll be right back.
It's been a hard week. Nearly knocked me off my feet. Was driving on a country road. Almost lost control. Truck tire blew out. I lost a bale of hay. I don't know why. New dog ran away. But that's alright. I'm gonna dance tonight. I believe I'll do it like this. Feeling 2 feet tall, had $100 bill. Found out it's not real. I was burning trash when wind came at a rapid pace. The barn so far, you didn't see my face. But that's okay, I'm gonna dance anyway.
Cutting horses, which was right down my alley because I love horses.
Right.
I I wrote the first song, and then I thought, I wonder if I write a upbeat song. Well, maybe he might put it at the end of his movie, you know, when the credits is rolling. So I did this song called Cutting Horse Dance. I wrote Cutting Horse Dance, and I love bull riding, and all of a sudden all these songs started rolling into my head. I am not a fast songwriter. I'm really not. You know, at the time when I was living in Nashville, Tennessee, people used to always approach me and say, "Jeannie, you need to go and, you know, sign up with a music publishing company and write songs." I was like, "They will fire me because I don't write fast." I was like, "They will fire me the first month, you know, because I'm not a fast songwriter." But anyway, I wrote Cutting Horse Dance, and it's just like these songs just started rolling in my head, and I would be working on one song, and because these are more country songs, and I would be working on one song, and I would be writing, and then all of a sudden another song would be, I'm like, wait a minute, that's not the song I'm working on. And so I had all these songs. So it's just like this creative juices would just started rushing through my head. So,
well, I have to ask you, the next song I want to play, it has to do with horses, but I want to ask, it's called The Rough is Ride, but come on now. Is it only about horses?
Actually, that song is not about horses.
Well, that's what I figured. Bull riding. Okay, riding of something. But is it really just about bull riding? Because I get innuendo that maybe it's something else too.
No.
Okay, we'll let the audience decide if I'm right and you're wrong. But
you know what? When I wrote that song, What's in Your Brain is not what was on my mind. It was not on my mind, I promise you. You know when I realized the song went two ways? When somebody else said it to me, and I'm looking at it, I'm like, no. It's
all right,
really
well, Aaron, I want you to listen to the song, and you tell me, am I wrong, or is my well, you know my brain's in the gutter anyway, so it doesn't matter. But
yeah,
I don't
have to listen to it to think you're wrong.
Got a brain.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong.
We're
going to
play her song, The Rough is Ride. It's about bull riding, wink, wink, and we'll be right back to talk to Jay Lee.
Unawake amateur, I'll shake you so hard, cowboy, and you can rest assured that this gonna be the roughest ride. Your body flying up and down, you better start praying now, or just run and hide. I'll twist, turn, and buck, get you off my back. I'll jump, kick, and spin, cowboy. I'm the do you win. I'm fast, big, and bad. This would be the roughest ride you ever had. If you want me, just open the gate and you will see a throwdown at the corral. Feel the force of my ability. I tell you what, you gonna hit the ground like Humpty Dumpty on the wall. You will come crashing down, and this gonna be the roughest ride. Your body flying up and down, you better start praying now, or just run and hide. I'll quit turning buck, get you off my back. I'll jump, kick, and spin, cowboy. I'm the do you win. I'm fast, big, and bad. This would be the roughest ride you ever had. You got to ride this time. You held on 8 seconds long. I'll get your next go round. If you're ready, bring it on. Get the roughest ride you ever had. You better hold on. And
Your body's flying up and down. You better start praying now, or just run and hide. I'll quit turning but get you off my back. I'll jump, kick, and spin. Cowboy, I'm the do you win. I'm fast, big, and bad. This would be the roughest ride you ever had.
That was Jay Lee, the roughest ride, and yes, I know my brain is in the gutter. I'm sorry.
Wow.
All I know is that you might not quite be all the way wrong. Now that I know that it's first person, it's a bull singing, it makes more sense. But at the time, if I hadn't known that, it would probably be we're having us a grand old time.
Oh, boy. Well, Jay Lee, we're picking on you, but it's a great song, and I like the soulful sound of the country song. And so you started off in choir, and then you went downhill and ended up on the Grand Ideas radio show.
It's okay. I love
you. Oh, wow. I have to say, too, your video I mentioned earlier, the video for Turn On 8, is an excellent video, and if people haven't seen that, they need to go. They can actually find you on Facebook, too, and they can see that video. Now, do you have any other videos for your songs, or is that the only one?
That's the only one, yes.
Because I want to see the video for The Roughest Ride. So what do you have a CD that's out?
Actually, it should be out this coming week. Yeah.
Great. Mm-hmm. People can find that on your website, and can they find it also on, like, the music locations like CD Baby and those kind of places?
Yes, it'll be available. Actually, they should be able to just go to jlee.cc, and CD Baby should be hooked up to that, and iTunes and all the good stuff. Try to make
great.
It very convenient.
Well, it's great stuff, and I know we're short on time today. We got kind of carried away this morning with all the guests, and everything got backed up, but I appreciate you taking a few minutes to come on our show and let us play your music, and I'm going to play your last song as a closing song for the show, and it's great stuff, and keep us posted as things come along, and everybody check out her website or go find her on Facebook. You can buy her CD, and you say it's coming out very soon, next week, and I love it. Keep us posted, and if you're out in Maryland or something, give me a call, or out in Florida, give Aaron a call, and we'd like to meet you sometime.
Yes, sir. I would love it. And send that song out to all my girls, which that would be all female.
I will. And that next song is called Keep a Good Girl Down. We appreciate you joining
us
this morning.
Can't
keep a good girl down. Can't keep a... Oh, I'm sorry. Can't keep a good girl down. See where my mind is?
Keep a girl down.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
All right, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Aaron, I've caused too much trouble. You got anything you want to add before we close out the show?
Not really anything to add. I'm going to be spending the rest of my day. I'm going to put a couple of butts on the smoker. And that way, have me some pulled pork for the week. And it's a good little snack for me. That's it. Just looking forward to the next week, man.
All right. Well, we appreciate everyone joining us and join us again next week. We've all got a whole lineup of people joining us. We're booked all the way right now through half of November. So thank you for everybody's support. Thank you to all the guests. Thank you for putting up with the mess that we put you through on the show. And keep coming back every Saturday. We'll be here cutting up, talking about food fun and friends and music. And we will see you next week. I'm going to close the show out. Like I said, Can't Keep a Good Girl Down. Jay Lee, everyone have a nice one, and we'll see you next week.
Oh, what a truth. Never know what life holds. You can rest assured that God you know, yeah. I try and I try to
live up to my calling. The only thing happened, I find myself falling. Push me around, tear me down, knock me to the ground. Can't keep a good girl down. Life gets hard sometimes, but you'll find you can't keep a good girl down. Life pinned me down, I heard the rep counting. Jumped up in a daze, I came up swinging, yeah. I work and I work to keep my head above the water. While this thing happened, I cried, help me, Father. They push me around, tear me down, knock me to the ground. Can't keep a good girl down. Life gets hard sometimes, but you'll find you can't keep a good girl down. To all my fellow girls, when feeling low in this changing world, you are a believer. So get up, get up, you got the power. You've got the power. Ground. Can't keep a good girl down. Push me around, tear me down, knock me to the ground. Can't keep a good girl down. Life gets hard sometimes, but you'll find you can't keep a good girl down. Life gets hard sometimes, but you can't keep a good girl down.